Finally, she toddled out of the closet, looking around the room with wide eyes. "Here," Bellamy said, picking up the red ribbon he'd given her from the floor of the closet. He tied it around her dark curls in his best approximation of a bow. "You look beautiful." He grabbed her hand, feeling his heart swell as her little fingers wrapped around his. He led her to their mother's bedroom, lifted her onto the bed, then curled up next to her, praying that he wouldn't hear any other noises from the kitchen. They sat there together on the bed, waiting quietly, until finally their mother's moans stopped and there was only silence. "It's okay, O," he said, holding his little sister tight to his chest. "It's okay. You'll never have to hide again." As the comet's trail faded into blackness, Bellamy hurried back down the slope, eager to get back before Octavia woke up and realized he'd gone. But as he came around the bend, searching for the familiar collection of tents, all he could see were flames. The entire camp was on fire. Bellamy skidded to a stop, gasping as his lungs took their first breath of smoke-filled air. For a moment, his vision was filled with flames and shadows, but then shapes began to emerge. Figures were sprinting in every direction, some pouring out of the burning tents, while others rushed toward the trees. Only one thought consumed him as he jogged over to their blankets, his eyes searching the darkness for his sister's sleeping form. The knot of dread in his stomach told him what he already knew. Octavia wasn't there. He called her name, jerking his head from side to side, praying that she'd call to him from the edge of the clearing, from someplace safe. "Octavia!" he yelled again, looking wildly in all directions, squinting to see through the smoke. "Don't panic," he told himself. But it was no use. The flames tore through the darkness, and Octavia was nowhere to be found. Bellamy had come down from scanning the heavens only to find himself in the depths of hell.